Thank you for calling Crescent Video. Membership, this is Shelby speaking. May I have your email address to your account for the assistance?
Yeah, and Shelby, that's what I'm needing to change is my email address. It's bwilson1256@embark. That's embarqmail.com.
You said embarqmail.com?
Correct.
And that was bwilson1256?
Yes.
And that was B as in boy?
Correct.
Okay, I'm not seeing an email, an account under this email address. Can I have the first and last name?
It's Beth Wilson. Then it may be under Elizabeth because I usually pay by credit cards that have Elizabeth on it.
Can I help you? And can you confirm your mailing address for me?
6909 Shannon Circle, Killeen, Texas, 76542.
I'm not seeing an account.
Okay, let me do a little backtrack questioning. You were Crafty.
Mm-hmm.
Then you changed your name to Blueprint. And now you're back to Crafty. I have classes from the original Crafty. Would they still be intact? Because I haven't gone into it in a long time.
Yes, ma'am. They will still be, excuse me.
Bless you.
They will still be on your account.
Well, let me look at something. Maybe I'm spelling my embark wrong. I'm showing bwilson1256@embarkmail.com. embarqmail.com. You're not getting sick, are you?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Okay. And you don't have any alternate email addresses that you may have?
Yes, I may have gotten this one updated. It's the same bwilson1256@gmail.com.
Okay, so right at this point, because we can't find your account, you would have to email us like any type of proof of purchase that you have an account with us, so we could get into it.
But do you know how long ago I've made those purchases and I wouldn't have that information? I mean, I've been a custom client with Crafty for years.
Oh, no. Like, it can just show that you, like, we just need some type of proof that you have a Crafty account. So you could probably, like, send us a screenshot of your account.
Okay, but you can't, if I can't get into the account, I can't send you a screenshot of my account.
Oh, you can't get into the account?
Correct.
Okay, and that's probably why you can't get into the account, because it's showing that you don't even have an account on our end.
So all of my classes are gone. I can't even retrieve those.
They're not gone. They're with wherever your account is. Because it's showing right now that you don't have one, but you most likely do. And wherever that account is in the World Wide Web, that's where your classes are. So give me one moment.
Okay, so if I hit forgot password and I put in the embark and you shoot me back a password reset, it's not going to come to me because I no longer have that account. And it does tell me invalid user or email. So if I go to my Gmail and hit reset. It tells me the same thing.
So I was just wanting to follow up and see if you got
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, you two being nice?
Hey Jackie, it's Julia. I'm just checking to see if you got the email from Colleen in the school district and if you were able to respond to it.
Give me that email address one more time that you said that your account was under.
B Wilson 1256 at embark embarqmail.com.
Did you say you had classes under this account?
Yes, I have. 3, that is Debbie Caffrey. I've got a couple with Angela Walters. I can't think of the lady's first name. Last name is Patterson. Kimberly Imo. I think I've got 2 classes underneath her. I've got a couple of free classes that I had. Various patterns that were free.
Okay. And that B Wilson 1256, that may be a possible email address for you as well?
At gmail.com, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because I may have changed it and I may not have changed it, but I'm thinking at one time I did call and changed it to the gmail.com.
And my supervisor is just trying to see if she can locate the account right now.
Okay.
What city and state are you located in?
Killeen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N, Texas.
And the zip code?
76542.
Did you ever change your email while it was still Blueprint?
No, ma'am. I don't believe I did anything during the Blueprint time.
For all the questions, we're just trying to figure out different ways to try to locate your account.
Sure. Let me say this. I want to say that the last time I did any ordering, and you tell me if I'm on the Crafty side or the Blueprint side. I still think it was Crafty. I placed an order probably the first 5 months of 2018, and it was fabric.
Thank you.
sorry for my vocal animals.
Did you pay with PayPal?
I'm sorry, say again.
When you got your account, did you pay with PayPal?
I don't think I ever have. I've always paid with my debit card or a credit card.
Having the new MyWW Plus to help me through this crazy time has been amazing. It has given me such a sense of control. You don't have to give up your life to be great.
And those credit cards were in your name, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And there's not any chance that you use the spouse card, like anyone else, because sometimes that cardholder's information can be defaulted into your account.
I don't think so, because I always go get my wallet, and I very seldom use his cards at all, and vice versa.
Okay.
But if I did, are you saying it would be in his name?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, try Gary Wilson then. I don't think that's the case, but let's just check all avenues.
G-A-R-Y Wilson?
Yes, ma'am.
Nope, not anymore for him. Okay, so my supervisor just stated that at this point, the only thing that we are able to do without the proof of purchase would, we would have to go through and find proof in a bank statement of some kind that you made a purchase with Blueprint or the original Crafty and send that proof in with your name and email address and your mailing address.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm so sorry for this. I wish there was more that we could really do, but it's really saying that you just don't have an account with us by anything.
Okay.
Okay. I do apologize again, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
I highly doubt it.
Girl, I'll call you back. Honestly,